Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you so much for tuning in. Do you ever hear about this idea that each one of us matters in our everyday life, that each one of us is like a droplet in the ocean, a part of a wave, and there's a universal energy? You know, I think about these things and it sounds so nice and so abstract, but in the real world, you wonder, how is that possible? Can my actions actually impact others? Is there a ripple effect, or is it really just this insular circle that I live in and whatever effects I have go out to that group? Well, the other day I was actually sitting with my son. We were watching TV and I was pretty surprised to find that he was watching a show called Brain Games. And this show, if you haven't seen it, is for kids. And it's taking you through how the brain works on a pretty base level. Really cool, though, experiments. And people come on who are leaders in their area. But what was so fun for me is the person who hosted the show is Jason Silva, who's a YouTube sensation. If you haven't checked him out, Shots of Awe. He's incredible. He just riffs off on these ideas and history and incredible speaker. Definitely check him out. But so I was interested because I love Jason and the show was pretty captivating quickly. And there was this episode that caught my attention. So the way that this episode was set up is there was these people who were asked to come in for an experiment. And the experiment was that there was a bowl of chili. And the chili in front of it had three different types of sauces: mild, medium, and like hot, right? Like skeleton hot, like the there's crossbones and the whole thing, right? That kind of hot sauce that will just blow your mind for most of us. They were asked to decide what type of sauce to put on this chili because this man who sat in front of them through a glass that was only one directional would earn a certain amount of money if he could eat the whole bowl of chili. And of course, if you put a ton of hot sauce on, he can't eat the whole bowl of chili. So mostly the people put on a little tiny drip of the mild chili and moved on with their day. So the next step of the experiment was to have these people who were choosing what level of hot sauce to put on the chili to walk in, and the man who's going to eat the chili rudely bumps into them, is on a phone call, doesn't care, is super disrespectful. And when they walk in and they have to decide what level of hot sauce to put on, and they recognize the individual as the one that was just rude to them in the hallway, they immediately take the super hot sauce and they want revenge because they don't want this guy to make any money, right? Makes sense. He was rude. Why would I want to help somebody who's super rude to me make any money? So then the third version, and this is the part that really matters, and I'm glad you stuck it out with me if you're listening, is that the same experiment was run again. The participants were once again in the lobby checking in, and they were abruptly, rudely bumped into by this individual who was on a cell phone. He was, you know, speaks rudely to them. They come in, they see across this double-paned one-directional mirror that this rude man is the one that will get paid if they pick the mild hot sauce. But before they make that decision, the person who is standing in the room with them, who's running the experiment, even though everybody's an actor, right? And this is all a setup, he offers them a glass of water. He asks them if there's anything he can do to make them more comfortable. In other words, this individual showed one act, two acts of compassion. And what was amazing was that the participants who had put on the very hot chili sauce previously chose the mild sauce based on one act of compassion. And come on, guys, think about it. This act of compassion was just a glass of water. It wasn't even something meaningful. So these people who came in really angry, right? The part of our brain, and this is what this brain game shows you, is that the center of the brain responsible for anger gets really triggered. The emotion heats us up and we want revenge. But equally, with one act of compassion, this part of the brain dials back down and we come back to wanting to move it forward, pay it forward, to behave in a way with some compassion. and all of the participants ended up putting on the mild sauce. So if you think about that in your life and you think, wow, you know, who's angry around me? Who is having a bad day? How am I going to respond to them? Am I going to respond with anger and this cycle just continues? Or is it as simple as offering them a glass of water? Doing one small act that could change their day, which could change the next person's day, and so on and so forth. So I walked out of this time with my son watching this TV show, and I was filled with hope because if in fact it's that simple, if in fact these small, tiny moments of generosity, kindness, compassion, that they actually have a ripple effect, and it's that immediate, then it is worth it. And that when I refrain from behaving in a violent, angry, aggressive, resentful, blaming way, that in fact, that also has a ripple effect, and it's worth trying to manage myself on a day-to-day basis. So each of you out there, maybe, you know, there's thousands of people who tune into this show. We're up around 200,000 downloads. If each of you made the decision to not only just act in from a place of kindness today, but in fact, when somebody was acting from a space of anger towards you, you could offer them a small act of compassion, and maybe you won't see it right away, but that in fact, we trust that there is a ripple effect. Maybe for a day, we can all make a difference. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you liked today's show. And as always, I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Hey, before you go, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever considered coaching? If you have no idea what coaching is, no worries. It's basically like a personalized workout program, but instead of doing 100 squats and a million sit-ups, you're working out your mind, your well-being, and your emotions. Coaching is about setting goals and taking action to create a life that's meaningful to you. As we navigate through life and ask ourselves the tough questions, what do I want? What makes me happy? How do I build a life that works for me? Just like we talk about on the podcast, how do I have success, but have success that's authentic and meaningful? In part, the tactics play a huge role. Setting goals, having priorities that make sense, and making sure you're organized with your lists. After running a company for 15 years, I help my clients with that all the time. But coaching takes it even further. We remove all that stuff, all those mental obstacles that get in your way when you're trying to make those tough life choices. If that sounds interesting to you, come on over to lauraco.com, click on the contact form and send me a note, or at the bottom of the homepage, you'll see a button where you can click and set up a call with me. Just like that, it's free. We'll chat, we'll find out what's going on and see if it makes sense for me to help you out. No strings attached. I hope to hear from you. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really value each and every one of you.